268, New Jersey Transit.
Clarice, this is Ron. How can I help?
Yeah, somebody dropped a whole bag of clothes and food and stuff in the 78 spot here at Beaverton Transit, so the bus, it's kind of a large pile, so the bus really can't get in. I just wondered if you might have a... Oh, there's also a bunch of prescription pills, I guess, in one of the bags, one of the other drivers said. I don't know if you've got somebody who can come by and pick it up. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, and it's going to block the way of the 78 getting in. He's going to have to run over it, and it's going to be kind of a mess.
So this is actually out where the buses drive and not on the sidewalk?
Yeah, right. There's one bag that's, like, right in the middle of where the 78 would park. Like, it would be right underneath the middle of his bus. And then the other bag is kind of in the... off to the left of that, and it's right where we drive and right where the bus parks.
Okay, is that something that somebody can move, at least up on the sidewalk, that we can get someone there?
Probably. I don't know that any of us really kind of want to touch it, because it's, the one driver says there's the smaller bag that's out in the middle of the driveway, it's got pills and prescriptions in it.
Well, I'm concerned about buses driving over it, if we can at least get it up out of the street, unless there isn't going to be anyone there for a little while.
The one driver brought over one of the prescription bottles. There's the name of a lady if you guys want it. Is the maintenance guy around? Maybe he can come pick it up? He wants us to pick
it. Yeah, give me the name if you got it there.
Brenda Mears, M-E-E-R-S.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get a supervisor over there, and if nothing else, take it over to Merle Lost and Found.
Okay, thank you.
At 10-11.